Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
Little Barbara Lewis bringing us back. Classic song, 17 Till. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. I appreciate it very much. We got lots of stuff there. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can listen. You can read. You can ask questions. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Different question. Every week, we want to know what you think. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman. Ted is the author of Shock of Gray. Ted, recently we asked our newsletter audience and our website audience, and I mentioned it on the radio, whether they thought that you know, I posed the point that some hard decisions are going to have to be made by the federal government primarily, but also the state governments on future benefits, on reining in this overspending, on reining in the deficits and dealing with the hard financial decisions. And so we asked them this question. Would you be willing to include changes in the programs that you're going to receive in the future to reduce the long-term deficit? In other words, would you be willing to accept the fact that there's going to have to be some changes made? And the good news was 83% of our audience said that they would be willing to accept some changes.
Well, I think your audience is a little savvier than the mass of employees who get checks, you know, because they're self-starters. And
probably most of my folks are probably not state employee union members.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah.
And they understand, you know, the demands of a business.
A lot of them probably make payroll on Friday. That'll change your attitude a lot too.
That's right. And they want the same. They want the same discipline in their government.
Right.
And they're probably more prudent in their long term saving strategies too.
Ted, the main thing I wanted to get across in our visit is that public employee unions, I think, are not a good thing. I don't agree with them. I don't like them. I personally think they should be abolished. I think they don't serve a productive purpose anymore. They may have at one time, but they don't anymore. But we got them, and this, you know, I'm not going to be able to get rid of them. But they clearly seem to not be part of the solution these days. What do you think?
You know, it's a mixed bag for me. You know, I was looking at the numbers on Wisconsin, and one of the things about teachers unions, for example, is that they do, we live in a country now that really demands better teachers. And there's five states in the country that do not have teachers unions. None of them ranks above 44.
Mm-hmm.
In the qualifications of the teachers it attracts in terms of their SAT scores. It's quite stunning.
Mm-hmm.
So those four states are South Carolina, it ranks last. North Carolina, it ranks second to last. Georgia, it ranks third to last. Mm-hmm. Texas, it ranks fourth to last.
Mm-hmm.
And Virginia, which ranks sixth to last. And if you don't have a mechanism that can compensate teachers and get teachers the compensation they need, you don't get the teachers that you need. You know, the thing about a public sector, it has to be, in some ways, it has to be the most efficient sector with the best workers. And, you know, if you're driving down the salaries of those workers, it's also going to be hard to get the efficiencies we need as we strive towards good, efficient government.
But
I don't know whether unions are the answer, but you need some mechanism.
Yeah.
I definitely think
the teachers should be paid more than they probably are, but I also think there should be some performance requirements too. And the problem I got with unions is it doesn't always provide the performance. But let's go back to the bigger picture. The bigger picture is we have an aging population. Globally, not just the United States, but globally, there's a significant situation going on right now with funding the care and the retirement and the older years of our aging population. What are we going to do about it, Ted?
you know, this is a huge issue. This is exactly this kind of triage that's happening at the state level right now, you know, that they're pushing away, they're trying to push away with the rollback of the unions, the age-related expenses. The question is, can you work within the system that exists or revise it so that the age-related expenses become less burdensome?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a big advocate for pushing people to make more of that last third of life, finding ways to keep them in the workforce, demanding that those who are capable have high expectations for themselves in the workforce and be part of the project of our country.
I don't plan to retire, Ted. But see, what we've got here is we still have vestiges of 20th century mentality in 21st century reality. That's the problem.
You know, people tend to retire around 62, which is when you can right now start taking your Social Security.
But that's a 20th century construct.
And they will live if they make it to 62. If you and I are in a relationship, you know, with our spouse and we mm-hmm. both make it to 62, there's a 50-50 chance that one of us is going to make it to 95.
Yeah.
I don't think that we can as a country make it unless we are making that last third of life more productive.
Right, exactly. And not dependent upon every nickel we get coming from somebody else. And but again, of course, the good news is I like working. And
yeah.
I plan on working. I like being productive. My biggest worry for myself is not when can I retire, but how can I stay productive? What will I be doing 20 years from now? That's what I'm more worried about than anything.
Well, you know, people do start to diverge from one another once you reach age 60. There are about a third of the people at 65 who really can't work anything
right.
like they used to, but two-thirds can.
Yeah, when they should, I think. Hold on that thought. Ted, give us your website quickly, please.
TedCFishman.com.
Quick break. Ten Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.